The 1st of May, the start of summer. The 2nd of May, the fair of Ballycumber. And the 3rd week of May, into the car park he'd pulled for the first round of the county championship. Gloriously conspicuous by his absence since the previous year's defeat in the quarter final. Our once upon a long time ago hero, the great man to get a goal. He'd ramble into the dressing room with a few nods and take his seat in the far corner.
I'm glad he's back anyway.
"Who's yon gossor there?" he'd ask a fellow around his own stamp, only to be told that that's the young fellow who played full forward in the league. He'll work well in the corner beside you. The great man to get a goal type is no more, of course, but he was a loyal servant. What matter, he generally trained less than a handful of times a season, and his excursions to away league matches had the feel of an annual pilgrimage about them. When the pressure came on, he never let the side down. He was a self-employed tradesman and a subscriber to Henry Ford's dictum. Any position at all, boss, as long as it's full forward. He was big, balding, and shipping some excess poundage, and was utterly opposed to modern-day fads like off-the-ball running, or indeed any type of running at all. He started every championship match for 12 consecutive seasons, pushed the winning goal in the county final.
That should wrap it up now.
And was only once substituted. An act of recklessness the jumpy manager quickly corrected by sending him back on again for the last 5 minutes. And yes, the great man to get a goal got one that day too, and they were glad of it as well. His hair was wild and his warm-up props were nothing more elaborate than a cigarette and a bottle of Lucozade. He drove a Daihatsu Charade and kept greyhounds. His modus operandi involved great sweeping movements of his nether region, a reversing technique that might see him cover 15 yards without solo, hop, or bizarrely free against him. An entire full backline swinging off his neck, and a terror-stricken goalkeeper quickly calculating how he might excuse himself from the flight path. And then the dutiful umpire waving the green flag, the prolonged disentanglement of all bodies enmeshed in the net, and the trademark right fist in the air as the great man to get a goal resumed his position, where he would pass a full 10 minutes regaining his breath. That's how we remember him anyway. But like a lot of other great things, the Celtic Tiger rendered him extinct. Until about 1995, it was not unusual for some clubs to field 3 great men to get a goal in a full forward line. A hard tactic to combat, it must be said, but now you could go through an entire summer without encountering even one. The great men to get a goal got into nice money this past decade and a half. And as one of their types said to me a few years ago, "Make hay while the sun shines. A county medal is grand, but the kids can't eat it." But now that the Celtic Tiger has fallen down in a heap, we expect a strong revival of the great man to get a goal genre. He might be up the pitch this very evening, doing a bit of stretching against the perimeter fence, trying a few kicks with his strictly no-follow-through style, boxing an odd ball over the bar, and generally satisfying himself that the old magic is still there. Some good might come out of this recession thing yet, you know.